Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
I originally reached out to Dave Altomare to talk about this possibility the state could bond nearly $400 million for UConn Health, which includes the purchase of Waterbury Hospital, which is supposedly only like $13 million. So that's a whole lot of money for other stuff, right? And there's a lot to talk about. Let's bring in now Dave from ctmirror.org. So you waiting for the Costa trial to resume this morning?
Hey, Brian. They usually start around 9, a little after 9.
I mean, the prosecution rested yesterday, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And Costa's going to testify tonight.
Oh, he is.
So it's a big day.
Wow. I mean, it seems like, I don't know, Norm Pattis, it's funny because they talked about the pension the other day, and then Lamont said, well, you know, we can't, let's not talk about that now, you know, innocent and proven until proven guilty. And then all of a sudden the next day he doesn't summon Lamont. But I think summoning Lamont would have been a big risky move. I don't know if he ever was going to do that. Have you been at the trial all the way through or just coming down today?
No, I've bits and pieces. My partner, Andy Brown, has been covering it every day. Yeah. So we've covered it. We've covered it every day.
Yeah, I mean, go ahead.
I was there when Duffy first union guy Duffy testified, and when Roy testified, the other big person, but Andy's been covering it.
Yeah, these are cases the feds don't usually lose, so I'm not saying he's going to be found guilty. I'm just saying these are cases that the feds don't often lose. Let's talk about what we wanted to bring you on. This $300 million deal, what caught my eye is it's just like this is bonding out. This isn't like taking stuff from the pension fund or the surplus or whatever. But to me, what stuck out was Waterbury Hospital costs $13 million, I guess. And what's all this other money going to be for?
Well, a couple things with that. $13 million is what the UConn Board of Trustees approved. That's not necessarily what the final price will be.
Oh, okay.
Number one. Also, the $390 would include the purchase of both Day Kimball and Bristol Hospital. Would include capital improvements to both of those hospitals as well. So the actual purchase prices are not included in that $390 million. That is only capital improvements like IT. Waterbury Hospital clearly is the one that needs the most help and the most work. Their IT system was destroyed during the cyber attack a couple of years ago. There has not been a lot of money put into capital improvements, into the building, into the equipment, into the hospital itself. So there it definitely needs a significant amount of money to get back up to speed once the state, if and when the state purchases it.
So this is as much investment as it is bailout?
Yes, it is. It'll be, in effect, they're buying Waterbury Hospital to make sure it stays open. Number one, and then once they purchase it, they're going to have to spend a lot of money to get it up to what you would want a hospital to be.
We're talking with Dave Altamari from CT Mirror. You can go to ctmirror.org to look at the piece. A couple of questions here before we let you go, and I know you got to get into court. What's in it for UConn? Is it this issue where they think they need more scale to be the operate the way they want to?
Exactly. They're looking to expand. I think the state's goal here is to, at least from the clinical part of the hospital system, to try to make it sustainable, and which it has not been. So this is a bold, you could argue a bold move to try to expand their footprint by purchasing three struggling, to say the least, struggling hospitals. Because, Dave Kimball also owes the state a significant amount of money in provider taxes, $41 million, I believe it is, and we really don't know what Prospect owes other than to at least $67 million.
Well, that goes right to my I have two more questions. That goes to one of the two questions, and boy, that kind of stings, right? So if you give them tax relief, that means Prospects didn't have to pay for it, so you're sort of padding the pockets of private equity.
It will be an interesting issue when that's a separate issue than the $390 million. That is a bonding issue that the $390 will be bonded, my understanding is, through the UConn 2000 program. They will have to come back to the legislature separately, is my understanding, to ask to forgive Prospect's taxes, whatever they may be. So that'll be that's a different discussion. Not included in the $390 million.
Got it. So now there's even more money involved. Beyond, that's the second thing you said that's not in the $390. So it's going to be the to do all that they want to do, it's going to be well over that number, most likely. Do both things need to bond it out? Do you need legislative approval as well?
My understanding is that they will both have to go through the legislature separately. So there'll be a bonding package, which will be roughly $390 million, that will have to go through the legislature, and then there will be a separate issue of the tax, forgiving the tax liabilities, whatever that final number turns out to be. Everything's still in flux.
Yeah.
The bankruptcy is still pending. This is all still being negotiated. But the state does have to make a bid to the bankruptcy court, because the bankruptcy court's going to want to make sure that Waterbury Hospital is not going to close.
Can I ask a dumb, who drives the bus on this? Is it Lamont who says, go ahead and do it? Who's the decision maker here to even float this proposal?
I certainly can't imagine it would get done without the governor's approval. His office and the comptroller's office have been heavily involved in putting together the package and discussing it with legislators. It's clearly coming from, it's not the governor's office, and the governor are well aware of what the proposals are.
I'm just curious, it's just lately we have.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Have floating pension money to buy the part of the Connecticut Sun, there's going to be surplus money to deal with some of the shortcomings from the federal government. There's bonding this money to deal with the hospital problem. I know you're a reporter and you're old school. Objectivity is your goal. But does it feel like good money, being money well spent?
I think what's the argument's going to be made, at least what I've heard from, certainly from the Speaker of the House, is the hospital, and as far as the hospital deal goes, we have one opportunity to basically rid the state of private equity in hospitals. And if this is the way to, his direct quote was, if this is the way to do it, then this is how we have to do it. So I think that's ultimately the goal. And this is what the cost will be. And so he feels that the legislature will support it because of all the problems we've had with Prospect Medical and, you know, what's happened with those three hospitals, and that ultimately it's more important to have the hospitals stay open and be viable hospitals. That's a worthy investment by the state. I think that's the argument that you'll hear Sean Scanlon make, and the argument that certainly Ritter, Matt Ritter, is going to make to his teams.
Hey, random question: where are you from originally, Dave?
I'm from Westerly, Rhode Island.
Yeah, I was going to say it's either the North Shore of Boston or Rhode Island. I like the twang. It makes me feel like home. Listen, I hope things go okay in court today, and it's good to catch up. Thanks for the time.
No problem. Have a good day.
You too. Dave Altomare from CT Mirror joining us here on Brian and Company.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.